Governor made an announcement in recent days, Senator, regarding some of the tax cutting bills that were passed on the last day of session earlier this year. First off, your reaction to what the governor plans to do?
Well, it looks like he is going to veto numerous bills that deal with cutting taxes. I think he is put in a position based on the override of the massive harmful tax bill that happened during session that he's concerned about making sure that we have a balanced budget and that we're paying for all the things that are important to the state.
There were, again, I believe 10 different bills that, in addition to as the one you mentioned, that's Senate Bill 509-496, that is the income tax cutting bill. Mm-hmm. All of these together, I think the 10 bills that the governor plans to veto, I believe the total price tag is $776 million in terms of lost revenue. Are these bills, in your estimation as well, those that you agree with in terms of there's not a need to be cutting that much revenue?
Well, I would say, although I understand the governor's rationale and his responsibility to make sure we have a balanced budget, I don't agree with the figures that are up to $700 million. Some of those are targeted tax policy that build businesses in our state, and some of the things that we should be doing instead of the massive tax cut that we did earlier in session. With that said, I'm going to be consistent with my votes. I've been vocal on the Ways and Means Committee that some of these things don't help our economy, don't help Missourians. Some of those things are targeted, and tax policy can help build our economy, and I'll support those ideas as well.
It seems that all these bills happening in the same year, it may just be coincidence, but the majority party's made it obvious that they definitely want to see breaks for business, breaks for individuals in this case in terms of Senate Bill 509. Is it a situation where, given all the services that the state has to provide, in large part by the state constitution, is this too much at one time or maybe too much at any time?
Yeah, I think it is too much at one time. And the bigger overall problem is that the majority doesn't have a coherent tax policy for the state. They want to cut for the top percent of Missourians without helping the middle class. Meanwhile, they want to give targeted tax cuts on the other side of it. Meanwhile, they want to raise sales tax on the other side for other needed services. There's no consistency whatsoever when it comes from the majority party when it comes to tax policy. And now the governor has to be the chief executive of those failed policies.
Regardless of what would happen in September with the veto session regarding these, or any bills for that matter, looking ahead, though, to next year, there'll be some new faces in the Missouri Senate, new faces throughout the legislature. Are you hopeful that there would at least be an attempt for both sides, everybody to come together and talk about sensible ways to make all this happen?
I'm hopeful that that productive conversation would happen. I don't feel very confident that it will. With the majority party intent on not funding the things that are important to the people of Missouri on one side, and the governor not communicating up front during the session about his opposition to some of these bills, it makes it very difficult to get anything productive done in Jefferson City.